Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for our film reviews, and we begin with this. In I Feel Pretty, Amy Schumer stars as Renee Barrett, a woman who struggles with feelings of insecurity and inadequacy on a daily basis. After suffering a fall at a spin class, she wakes up believing she is suddenly the most beautiful and capable woman on the planet. With this newfound confidence, she is empowered to live her life fearlessly and flawlessly. But what will happen when she realizes her appearance never changed? In this clip, with her newly gained confidence, Renee is in her local dry cleaners and decides to help the man, played by Rory Scovell, who is behind her in the queue.
You probably haven't been here before, but you have to wait in line and take a number.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I can grab it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Here.
Thank you.
And this guy just calls out, like, a number completely out of sequence.
Okay.
It's like a weird game of bingo.
All right.
But no one wins. So, yeah.
What's your number?
So this is how it happens. Just like that. Wow.
Just like what happens, like what?
That is very clever.
I don't know why that's clever. What is clever? I was just asking what the number was.
And then I go, 118. And then you're like, no, your phone number.
Oh.
Yeah, you are good. How long have you been hanging on to that little nugget?
I haven't been holding on to that. That's not a nugget.
And a lot of dry cleaners and hit on perfect girls. Well, all right, give me your phone.
My phone.
Give me your phone. I'm going to give you my number.
Are you still talking
to
me?
Don't chicken out now, son. Here, come on. We'll exchange phones. That's what'll happen. Here, give me your phone. You take my phone. Put your number in. Level the playing field.
Do people do that?
And this way you don't have to feel intimidated. I know what it's like.
There you have Amy Schumer and Rory Scovell in the film I Feel Pretty. The film is basically about confidence and what having lots of it can do for you and what having none of it often does to people. And in that respect, the film works. It works only in parts. There are bits of it that seem to plod, particularly at the beginning when the story is being established. But as the film progresses, it gets better and better and better. And at the end, you're just willing Renee on to show us that she is as good, if not better, than she thought she was. So that's I Feel Pretty. Well worth watching in the cinema, I think, but you could wait for it to come out on a streaming service sometime in the future. Nonetheless, decent entertainment. Next up is this. Based on the children's book The Little Broomstick by Mary Stuart, Mary and the Witch's Flower follows the adventures of Mary, a bored girl with no friends who lives with her great aunt Charlotte on her huge country estate, somewhere in England. One day, Mary is out with her two cats. The cats discover a glowing blue flower, which Mary picks and keeps. The next day, she finds a trapped broomstick in the same woods and finds out that when applied to the broom's handle, the witch's flower enables it to fly. This leads Mary on many adventures that mainly involve her rescuing her friend Peter from a magical island that only her broom can take her to. Now, we don't have a clip of this because it's originally made in Japanese with English subtitles, although there is an English dub of the film. It's the first film by Studio Ponoc, formed with the support of several ex-Studio Ghibli animators. And as such, the story is marvellous, the film is beautiful to watch. Don't go expecting the same level of detail as Studio Ghibli films, although the level of detail in Studio Ghibli films was astronomical. They were so detailed. This is almost but not quite as detailed, and the animation is slightly different. The style is slightly different. But I think this is a beautiful film. I mean, it really is just lovely to watch and lovely to relax into. It's an hour and a half of wonderful entertainment, and whether or not you watch it in Japanese with English subtitles or you watch it in the English dub, I do recommend that you watch it on the big screen. Both the films that we've reviewed today are released this coming Friday in the UK. And that's our film review this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.